Many years ago, in a kingdom far, far away, lived a girl called Cinderella. Her ugly stepsisters always went out dancing.
Ha ha, we're going out dancing. Bye, Cinderella. Oh well, you can't come.
While Cinderella was left to do the cleaning. But Cinderella was really upset. She never liked doing the cleaning. One day, a message arrived from the prince. He was going to have a great ball, and every maiden in the land was invited. But Cinderella could not go. She had tons of cleaning to do. So after her sisters had left, she ran out into the garden crying. And out of nowhere, ding, her fairy godmother appeared. Oh, what is wrong, Cinderella? Asked her fairy godmother. Oh, godmother, it's terrible. I can't go to the ball because I've got all the dishes to do. Oh, don't worry, Cinderella, said the fairy godmother. I'll get you something. Just get me a pumpkin, 6 white mice, a donkey. Yes, said Cinderella, and she ran back into the house. Here you go, said Cinderella. The 6 white mice turned into 6 white horses. The donkey turned into a butler. The pumpkin turned into a beautiful carriage. And her ragged old clothes turned into a big, puffy ball gown. Oh, thank you, fairy godmother, said Cinderella. But you haven't got long left, said the godmother. When midnight strikes, you must be here. Yes, yes, fairy godmother. And Cinderella hopped into the carriage and ran home. Dun, 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 when the trumpets as she arrived. When the party was almost over, Cinderella arrived. The prince ran down from the steps and took her hand and they danced all night long. But then midnight struck. Dung! Dung! I must go, said Cinderella, and she ran down the steps. She turned back to grab a shoe, of which she had just dropped, but the prince was too near. She ran into the carriage. When she arrived home, all she could think about was the prince and how they had danced all night long. But the prince, her ugly stepsisters had realized this. Oh, said Cinderella. I wish I could see him again. The next day, a messenger arrived. He had the glass slipper in his hand that Cinderella had left on the steps the day before. He knocked on the door of every maiden in the land. Excuse me, said the messenger, but does this belong to any of you? And every maiden in the land tried on the slipper. Oh, it doesn't fit me. Oh, it doesn't fit me, went all the maidens, until they arrived.